Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our Laura Kelly theme song, which means we're getting an update from the legislature. The Kansas House's top Republican on Tuesday dropped efforts to force a redrawing of the U.S. House districts. The announcement by House Speaker Dan Hawkins ended a, realistically, let's be honest, months-long effort by lawmakers to call themselves into a special session on redistricting, which would have convened on Friday. With us now to explain exactly what happened and where we go from here is Speaker Dan Hawkins. Dan, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
John, it's always good to be with you, and I always love hearing that bumper music that you started out with.
The Laura Kelly theme song, yeah.
I know I'm always in the right place when you do that.
Well, and you know, I don't know what I'm going to do when we get, and hopefully we get, a Democrat governor, or excuse me, a Republican governor, because I won't be resisting. But you know, we've got some work to do before then, so we got at least a whole nother session to put up with Laura Kelly and her nonsense. So
we do. We got a whole nother year to put up with her.
Yes, yes. All right, so. Walk me through, because, you know, you and I have talked about the special session. We've had lots of conversations. You put in a lot of work. I know we talked about you going to the White House. You talked to the president. We know all of the ifs, ands, and buts about that. But what happened? Basically, kind of walk me through what happened and why this isn't happening in a special session.
Well, you know, I started on this, clear back in late August was the first time I'd heard about it. I think most people, when they initially hear about it, say, why do we need to do that? Why do we need to do any redistricting whatsoever? But then as you start seeing our governor, actually, she was the first person
right
in the state of Kansas that mentioned that the Democrat state should be redistricting.
Yeah, she's all for it when it was Democrats doing it. She just doesn't like it when Republicans want to do it.
No, absolutely. She would. So when she said that, you know, kind of woke me up. I said, wow. So she's advocating to, you know, her Democrat governors at the DGA that they need to redistrict. And so then I started thinking, well, gosh, if they're doing it, we don't want to tie our hands behind our back and not do something if we have the opportunity to do it. And so I started exploring it at that point, talked with a lot of different people. And after some time, finally made a decision that we would do it, that we would start working towards a special session. As you know, a special session is normally called by the governor, in the state of Kansas anyway. Governor can call a special session anytime they want, but for the legislature to call a special session, it's a pretty high bar. We have to get 84 votes, which is two-thirds in the House, 27 votes in the Senate, which is 2/3 in the Senate, to call ourselves back in.
Right.
And I started that process and literally worked on it for 8 weeks straight, just working with our members, you know, answering questions, talking every day. And finally, you know, this last Tuesday, it became very evident we were not going to get the votes needed. We ended up being six votes short. There were 10 of our members that did not sign on to the special session. And I want to let the listeners know, you know, our caucus has always prided itself in sticking together on procedural motions or procedural items to get work done. And certainly calling ourselves into special session is a procedural move. It's not a vote on anything. It's just simply a procedural move. And certainly we had 10 in our caucus that decided that they were not going to stick together anymore, which was really, really disappointing.
And this
really
is, was disappointing. You know, it should be pointed out then the vast majority in both chambers supported and we're not talking about how they might vote on the actual maps. This is just the vast majority supported going into special session and doing it. And you just had basically half a dozen or so that just for whatever reason didn't want to do the special session. And, you know, one of the things that really for me, I think these folks. Well, let me back up. This is. Let me put it to you this way. This is going to happen. Whether they wanted to do it in a special session or in January, I've been telling folks it's going to happen. But it would have been so much better to do it in a special because it's in and out and done, correct?
Absolutely. You know, our regular session, we've got a lot of things to do. And certainly this was just one of the issues. And literally as I went through the process, I would tell folks, you know, your vote has always been your vote. It always will be your vote. You know, you can ask any of my members in the House. I never beat them up when they don't vote the way I would or the way I think they should. That's their vote. Now, I certainly talk with them and tell them why we should do something. But in the end, if they decide to vote a certain way, they got to vote their conscience. And they certainly got to vote their districts. But this wasn't a vote. This was a petition. This was a procedural petition to bring us into special session. And for our members to not do that just really is inexcusable because we've always hanged together. You know, the Democrats are famous at literally walking in lockstep on votes. We don't always walk in lockstep on votes. People have different issues in their different districts,
right.
and they're going to vote, however they feel fit. But in this case, that wasn't an option. We really need to be together. And you said it perfectly. The special session is a perfect place to bring this up, along with two other items. So that was actually the first thing we talked about doing in special session was certainly redistricting. But then other things came up that were very, very timely and needed to be done.
Right. Like the driver's license issue.
Absolutely. And then certainly the hundreds of millions of dollars going to come in from the federal government for rural health transformation. And we certainly don't want the governor just to be able to spend that money any way she wants. What's our main purpose as representatives and senators of the state?
Power of the purse.
Yes, absolutely. We decide how money is spent, not the governor. And so we believe that was also a timely thing because if we don't do it during special session, we won't get to do it. The money will be distributed by the federal government by the 1st of January, actually December 31, and the governor will already have control of that money. So there were three items actually to come into special session for. Each one of them certainly important in their own right, but now there's a couple of them that we certainly won't have as an opportunity to take up quite like we would have. You know, you mentioned that
Let me do this, Dan. I'm coming up on a break here. We're talking with the Speaker of the House. Can you hold on through the break, and then we'll come back and I want to talk to you about a couple other things. We're talking with House Speaker Dan Hawkins, and we'll take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show. And again, no, it's not too early. On the 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Their day of action is the third Saturday of every month. That's coming up. It's a great way to get involved. If you have any questions, you can visit AmericansForProsperity.org. It's a great way to get active, get involved, and make a difference, help educate voters. AmericansForProsperity.org. With us still is the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. So, Dan, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, and frankly, I wanted to give you a kudos on, but, you know, you remember, you know, when I came in as a freshman, one of the things that I think members get annoyed by is when chairs and vice chairs, leadership, for lack of a better term, don't take the hard vote, and other members are forced to take the hard votes on things, and there's no consequence. And we saw an announcement that came out this week with some committee removals where chairman and vice chairman were removed from their committee chairmanships by you. And, you know, the press ran with the story. Of course, they called you, you know, all kinds of names, and you're mean, and you're, you know, that's why I think we ran with that. It's because you're a Grinch. But seriously, I think that's probably why Phil did that, which I think was great. But at any rate, I commend you for that, because look, you know, if you're in leadership, you need to vote with leadership. That's just kind of the way it works. And so you removed some chairs and vice chairs this week. I'm assuming it was because they didn't vote for this procedural motion. And frankly, I want to give you kudos for that, because, yeah, look, you're free, like you said, you're free to make your own votes, but actions have consequences.
You know, I thought maybe there was a subliminal message with that. I was actually had a big smile on my face, and I thought, that darn John Whitmer, he's trying to say something with that. You know, you're and I wouldn't expect anything less from you. You know, when you're in leadership, you have to lead, and you have to do the things that you need to do to be able to have things operate correctly in the House and the Senate. And truly, to have chairs and vice chairs, any leader, I don't care what level they are, but any leader that is not working with the other leaders to make things happen is really doesn't deserve to be a chair anymore. And quite frankly, that's the reason why I made a move. There were three chairs. There were three vice chairs and a couple others that just needed to move on. They're still there. They still have a vote. They still represent their district. But if you're not going to be a part of the leadership and work with leadership, then you just need to go back to doing what you were doing, and that's being on committees and represent your district.
And just so the listeners understand, this is not unusual. I mean, well, it's not unheard of, I will say. It is somewhat unusual, but this is not like you're the first one who's ever done this. Reichman did this. Ray Merrick did this. It happens. It's just not very common necessarily.
Nobody wants to do it.
Right.
I mean, quite frankly, it wasn't something I want to do. I like each one of those people, and I still do. I still think a lot of them. But to be a chair or vice chair is not a right. It's a privilege, and it's a privilege to serve and to serve your caucus. And when you fail to serve your caucus, then you no longer get that privilege. So that's the way I look at it. And quite frankly, John, the chairs all knew what they were doing. I've heard a couple of them speak to other people since then and said, Dan had to do it. I mean,
yeah,
we made a choice and we expected him to do that. And he did it.
I talked to one of them who actually told me that, who said, I knew it was coming. I expected it to coming and I would have expected nothing less. And actually the person who told me that said, Dan actually should have done it and did the right thing. Now, obviously, he would have preferred, but it was like, I made my choice. Dan made his choice, and he was probably right to do so, is what he said to me.
Yeah, it's still not something you want to do, but certainly it's something you have to do because, quite frankly, the legislative process is not an easy process, and we all have to work together to get things done, and when you have procedures that are not followed, willfully not followed. They made a decision. They knew what they were doing, and they made a decision not to follow that procedure. Then, they left me no choice but to make the decision to move them out of the chairmanship or vice chairmanship and put somebody else in that will.
Some of these folks, I think, were thinking, well, if we kill the special session, this because of whatever reason, this issue's dead, and I'm not going to have to vote on it because I just don't want to. But I come back to this is not going away. It's an issue that look at what California just did. They threw out their bipartisan commission so that they could gerrymander California like it wasn't already gerrymandered. Also that they could hopefully get enough votes to impeach President Trump yet again. This is an issue that has to be dealt with. I'm assuming it's going to be dealt with in January, correct?
I would say most likely it will. I think that the push is still going to continue. And really what they did, those six people did by not allowing the conversation to happen in special session, is they really just put us a little bit more in a time crunch. This was the appropriate time to do it. Literally we'd have it done before Thanksgiving. Anytime you change a map, they always go to the court. I mean, that's just kind of like a given. It's going to go to the court, and the court takes time. Us not being able to start on it till January now just takes away some of the time to be able to get that done. And not just California. Now we have Virginia. They're going to pick up. They're going to knock out some Republicans, put some Democrats, more Democrats in seats there. We truly think Illinois will probably join in the fight, and maybe a couple other Democrat states will also join in that. So, basically there's 11 Republican states that have the ability to do this, and they're working through that as we speak. North Carolina has already done it. Texas has done it. We believe Indiana will get theirs done here in the next couple of weeks or soon. Florida will join in. The list just goes on and on and on. So there's Ohio. Ohio's working on it right now. So there's a lot of states that are working on this redistricting. One of the one of the arguments is that this is not constitutional, and I've heard it in the press. You know, my Facebook gets filled full of comments and people saying it's not constitutional. Well, they're smarter than U.S. Supreme Court justices that ruled on it in 2003. It is constitutional, and it's been done three times since 2003. So it's not, this isn't a novel thing. This isn't new. It's been done throughout the last 15 years, several times. So this isn't unconstitutional at all. So you can take that out of your vernacular. It has nothing to do with the Constitution.
Well, Dan, keep in mind, it's only unconstitutional when Republicans want to do it.
And the Democrats have been great at gerrymandering. They're the kings and queens of gerrymandering.
Again, the only time gerrymandering is wrong or unconstitutional, if you ask the press, is when Republicans want to do it. That's my friend Dion Leffler would be the first one to tell you that. So, Dan, if folks want to connect, I know you've got your majority report that comes out. If folks want to connect, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Best way to connect, especially if you want my newsletter, the majority record. The majority record. Go to Dan Hawkins, Kansas, and Kansas is spelled out. DanHawkinsKansas.com. Go to the bottom of the page, fill out the form, and you'll get on. You'll be one of 18,000 people across the state that get my newsletter every Friday morning at 6 a.m.
Appreciate you, brother. I know you'll be up there in January for the next session. Of course, we'll be there with you, and keep fighting a good fight, my friend.
Thank you, John.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.